Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where today we aren't just riding the wave of sales transformation, we are strapping ourselves to the nose of the rocket. I'm your host, Tim Cortinovis, and yes, this is my AI cloned voice, but the excitement you hear, that's 100% human, because these weekly developments are setting the stage for nothing short of a reinvention of how revenue gets made. Let's dive right in. AI in sales isn't about productivity hacks anymore. We're stepping into what I call the default autonomy era. The CRM is learning to stop asking permission. And entire revenue processes are moving from fragmented tools and dashboards into orchestrated agentic systems. Here's what blew my mind this week. Salesforce and Anthropic just dropped CloudForce, not only 37 pre-built sales skills inside Claude, but real governed actions straight into Salesforce live from your conversational workspace. It's an early taste of a future where the CRM interface just fades away. You'll still need Salesforce as your backbone, but sellers, they'll do more work in Claude, Copilot, or ChatGPT than they ever do inside the traditional CRM screen. That's not feature creep, that's a sea change. If you're still leading with "we added new AI features to our CRM," I promise you, you're talking legacy, not leadership. The winners will be the ones who stitch together AI, data, workflows, governance, and yes, human judgment into true revenue movement. Now, across the road at Microsoft, OpenAI and the Redmond crew are converging. ChatGPT work is natively integrating not just with Salesforce, but HubSpot, Gmail, Outlook, Teams, Clay, and Copilot is starting to look less like a sales assistant, more like a daily command center. Think of it, that old pathway, seller to CRM, to a pile of tools, to one-off AI features, it's flipping. The intelligent workspace is your new daily operating layer. And that will change everything about how you buy, build, and measure your sales stack. There's a technical breakthrough hiding under the surface too. Open standards, Microsoft's Model Context Protocol, MCP, is opening up agents to verified account, intent, risk data live from partners like Zoom Info and DNB. What excites me here isn't the acronym SOUP, it's the architecture. Agentic revenue becomes real when agents can pull context from the whole enterprise without endless custom integration. It becomes not just who's got the best AI, but who's mastered context, permissions, and orchestration. Take a breath, European listeners, especially my friends in Germany and the DACH region, this is about to hit home. SAP now has AI agents that automate quotation, pricing, inventory checks, order processing, the entire pipeline, not piecemeal tools. This is a new operating architecture, not just task automation. When your legacy ERP becomes agentic, you're not playing catch-up, you're leading an industrial strength transformation, but, and this is crucial, there's a risk. Agent sprawl. Gartner warns that by 2028, AI agents could outnumber humans in sales 10 to 1, but less than 40% of sellers may say it improves productivity. More agents do not mean more results. Complexity can kill ROI unless you orchestrate. So think first tool sprawl, then agent sprawl, and only then, with proper orchestration, do you unlock agentic revenue. Now, the numbers validate the market, but beware the hype. Salesforce reports tens of thousands of agentic work units daily, with usage multiplying and creation times plummeting, but partners warn data readiness and enterprise implementation are still big rocks to move. Don't measure activity alone, measure commercial impact. Zooming out, even the top of the funnel is transforming. G2's research says 71% of B2B buyers now use AI chatbots for for software research, and a majority start with AI, not Google. SEMrush is measuring AI brand visibility at the scale of 100 million prompts. The journey from AI mentions us to AI recommends us, that's the new pipeline front door, and Adobe just made it measurable. You can now track AI referred traffic straight into your pipeline. Here's the kicker. Humans are not getting replaced, they are getting repositioned. Two Gartner stats, 67% of B2B buyers want a rep-free experience, yet 69% still turn to salespeople to validate AI insights. The information monopoly is gone. Judgment, trust, confidence, those are the new currency. The salesperson as validator, not information gatekeeper, is the future. And finally, the regulatory drumbeat is getting louder, especially in Europe. With the EU AI Act and the Digital Services Act coming into effect, speed is no longer enough. You need architecture, accountability, transparency. Don't bolt on governance at the end. Make it part of your commercial story. Speed needs architecture, autonomy needs accountability. So what's the one question I'll leave you with this week? It isn't, will AI replace my sales team? It's, what does your sales organization look like when AI can discover, qualify, recommend, quote, and even close? And your real competitive advantage comes from readiness, architecture, and the wisdom to know where people still make a difference. The next phase is won by architecture, not experiments. So here's your practical challenge. Audit your context, your workflows, your data readiness, and your governance. Don't just celebrate new AI features. Design your agentic revenue architecture so you don't just keep up, you lead. As always, if today's episode sparked an insight, share it with a colleague, subscribe, drop me your questions. Until next week, keep architecting, keep orchestrating, and keep moving the revenue world forward. This is Tim Cortinovis signing off.